Centennial Bank has named the person they want to lead the company as it merges with Liberty Bank of Jonesboro. Jonathan Reeves from our content partner KASU in Jonesboro has the details.
Arkansas House Speaker Davey Carter is the new regional president for Centennial Bank and will lead the merger between Home Bank Shares and Liberty Bank Shares of Jonesboro. The merger will create the second largest bank holding company in Arkansas with $7.1 billion in total assets. Carter says Liberty Bank brings a lot to the table.
Oh, it's the list is very long. If you've seen the footprint post-merger, it could not fit any better. Very little overlap, which really is, I think, would be hard to set up that way, even if it were intentionally set up that way. We're one branch in Searcy or one layer in Searcy and Fulton. Other than that, there's very little overlap amongst the markets. It makes a perfect fit. It's just a great fit for, I think, both banks, both institutions. Not even counting all the great, the great folks and, that Liberty has. Everybody's really just excited about it. It's truly historic, and our chairman referred to it as the combined banks as Arkansas's community bank, and it's got a great feel to it. We're all real excited about it.
Carter says a lot of meetings are taking place in central and northeast Arkansas about the merger. He tells what else the merger requires.
Oh, that's a lot of tedious stuff. Like any other acquisition or merger, you got to go through any other bank activity. You got to go through regulatory approval and some processes, legal processes there. We both institutions have to have shareholder votes and that sort of thing. But, that stuff... certainly very important and will be ongoing for the next some months, in addition to, everybody just getting to know each other and figuring out how we can serve the customer the very best we can. At the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
Carter says the deals expect to be finalized this fall, pending final approval. He says the deal will create 92 bank branches in Arkansas with a total of 151 branches and 1,500 employees in Arkansas, Florida, and southern Alabama. And Carter tells how the merger will benefit the state.
You have all of these branch opportunities, notwithstanding all of our Florida banks that we have in our Home Bank Shares, Centennial Bank, and Florida Panhandle. Of course, there's a great connection there with Arkansans and the Florida Panhandle with family vacations and such. But it just brings more accessibility and opportunities for customers, makes it easy. ATMs, bankers pretty much in every corner of the state. So from a customer standpoint, we think it's certainly beneficial for everybody.
And Carter expects business as usual as the merger continues. And he previously served as division president at Centennial Bank and also serving his third term in the State House of Representatives. Carter tells how he plans to juggle his time between Centennial Bank and the Arkansas legislature.
Oh, I'm pretty good at juggling a few things here and there. The fiscal session is relatively short. I've got a great budget chairman, great budget committee, and great chairs of the legislative council. So I'm not too worried about that. I'm a big believer in Arkansas's quote, part-time legislature, end quote. I think that's the way that the founders set it up to be, meant it to be, and I think that's what the citizens want, and we don't have to be in Little Rock 24/7 legislating to make people's lives better. That's just not the case, so it'll all be fine. I've got a great staff up there, and that shouldn't be an issue.
And that's Davey Carter, who's a graduate of Arkansas State University in Jonesboro with a bachelor's degree in finance. In addition, he holds a Juris Doctor with honors from the University of Arkansas at Little Rock's William H. Bowen School of Law and is an alumnus of the Graduate School of Banking at Louisiana State University in Baton Rouge. From Jonesboro, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.